The following Cruise Addicts Talk Show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at cruiseradio.net.
On this show, we'll talk to President and CEO of American Cruise Lines, Charles Robertson. Consumer savings expert, Andrea Warrock, will give us 9 thrifty travel tips to save some money on your next vacation, plus a passenger review of the newly renovated Holland America Mazdam. But first, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy, is with us. He's actually down in Orlando, Universal Studios, for some family vacation time.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, you did some TV down there this morning, right?
Yep, Fox News. Yeah, we were talking about some really terrific summer cruise deals.
But more importantly, how's Harry Potter?
Awesome. It was well worth the hour and 15-minute wait. And a tip, guys, if you're going to Universal Studios, pay the $20 for that express pass. It saved us at least 6 hours of waiting time on the rides between the two parks. Well worth the money.
Did you drink the butter beer at Harry Potter's World?
We did, and it was amazing how packed that place was.
All right, Universal, we'd like our free passes now.
Absolutely. All right, let's get right to it. NCL says not only no, but hell no to Mobile. Savannah was kind of experiencing the same thing, thinking they could be this big cruise port. Did Mobile even have a chance for Norwegian Cruise Lines?
No. I mean, they were not. NCL is seasonal out of New Orleans, and they were not about to move the ship from New Orleans to Mobile. You know, Mobile, look, it was a good market for Carnival. It ran its course. But New Orleans is one of the highest yielding cruise markets for any of the cruise lines, and there's no way that they were going to do it.
Well, Carnival's pulling out of Mobile, at the end of this year, right?
No, October. They're gone, and there is no one that would have taken Carnival's place. It never really did very well, and, you know, look, Carnival takes these exploratory ships. You know, like I said, it ran its course. They had a good run, and, you know, they're moving on. Their ships are going to, you know, be able to yield higher profits in other ports. And in Savannah, it's funny. You read the reports from them, and they think that the cruise lines are chasing them down. And I could tell you for a fact, you know, these guys are in fantasy land because, you know, yes, they met with Royal Caribbean. Savannah requested the meeting. Royal Caribbean's, you know, one of their contractors organized it. Royal Caribbean, out of respect, met with them. But it was very general in nature, but nothing of any interest on Royal Caribbean's part. And the problem is, as we've talked on many shows over the past year, that it's just too close to Charleston, it's too close to Jacksonville, and from that market, you can't do the Caribbean in 7 days. So all they would do is just pull passengers from, you know, source passengers from the same market. It actually weakening all three ports.
All right, moving on. Stuart, I read that Mexico is waiving the requirements for cruise ships visiting Mazatlan and Ensenada. Why are they doing this?
Well, what they're waiving the requirements on is the tugboats. So as of now, in order for the cruise lines to get into both Mazatlan and Ensenada, you have to come in with a tug, and that just increases the cost for the cruise line. So now they're going to say, well, you know, the ships have the ability to essentially turn on a dime. They've got the technology on board the ship, but they don't need the tugs. It was an ancillary, unnecessary cost. So Mexico thought, hey, you know, maybe this is a way to get the, you know, more cruise ships to, you know, come and visit these ports, because apparently, I guess, these were the only two ports requiring it. Now, here's the bigger question, guys, which, of course, you know, we're always thinking. If the cruise lines are saving money by you know, when they visit these ports, will the cruise passengers reap some benefit, some savings out of that?
Well, hey, did they just waive these requirements because everyone was getting the heck out of these two ports because of the crime and stuff? Are they trying to lure ships back in?
Well, they're trying to lure them back in or try to maintain what they have. But what they're trying to do is be more business friendly. And in those two ports specifically, they were requiring the tugs, which was essentially adding unnecessary costs because the ships don't need it anymore.
Royal Caribbean's following suit, basically jumping on the bandwagon, I guess you could say, with behind-the-scenes tours. Is there a price on this yet?
Yeah, it's the tour is $150. And it's, you know, it's amazing that, you know, before they told you, well, we don't give passengers tours of the bridge and the engine room and the kitchen because of insurance reasons. Well, wow, all of a sudden now we can do it. So the $150 cost will get you a 3.5-hour tour, and that, of course, follows Carnival and actually Princess, which started this 2 years ago.
All right. From Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida, Mr. Stewart, you're on the Cruise Guy.
Let me tell you, the place was packed. It was just, you know, it was just one of those days. It wasn't excruciatingly hot,
yeah.
But the rides were full. But I'm telling you, if you're coming, get those. Definitely get those express passes. It will make a huge difference.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our Universal Studios comps being mailed to us. As always, thank you, my man.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising
nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number one. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number one in cruising nationwide. Cruise One.
Yeah.
Cruise One.
Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you're cruising to Alaska from Juneau this summer, check to see if you'll be in town on one of the first Fridays of the month, which would be August 5th or September 2nd. That's when a dozen of Juneau's galleries, shops, and museums open their doors and feature local artwork during receptions and special events, many of which offer free admission.
The first Fridays are organized by Juneau's Arts and Humanities Council, which also hosts concerts in the park on various dates throughout the summer, as well as Sunday markets from noon to 3 throughout August 21st. Get the whole schedule at jahc.org.
The president and CEO of American Cruise Lines joins us now, Charles Robertson. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you.
Mr. Robertson, if you could give us a little info on American Cruise Lines.
Well, American Cruise Lines operates 6 small ships, has 2 under construction on both the East Coast and the West Coast, and next year we'll be starting on the Mississippi River with the Queen of the Mississippi, a new boat that American Cruise Lines has under construction now.
Tell us a little bit about your older ships and their itineraries.
Well, the oldest one is still fairly new, built in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all of our cruises are 7 nights. There's a few 10 nights and a few 14 nights, but the vast majority of them are 7 nights. And right now they're all operating on the East Coast on similar itineraries in New England and Chesapeake Bay, except for the Queen of the West, which is operating on the Columbia and Snake River out of Portland, Oregon.
Can you give us an idea of what passengers can expect when they, you know, when they choose American Cruise Lines? What kind of experience can they expect?
Well, the ships are small. They're 100 to 150 passengers. The staterooms are very large. If they've traveled on ships before, they'll be surprised at the size of the staterooms.
Mm-hmm.
It's very intimate service because it's a much smaller group, like I say, 100 to 150 passengers, so there's a lot of personal service. It's somewhat of an educational or cultural experience. We have a lot of historians on board in addition to entertainment. We have guest lecturers on the environment and economy and investing and cooking, all that kind of thing. And we typically spend a day and a night in port. We generally get into each port about lunchtime and stay there the entire afternoon and evening and then leave very early in the morning to go on to the next port the next day. So we spend more time in port than most of the large ships do as well.
Gotcha. And what, if any, in the way of entertainment do y'all offer?
We have small bands, 3 or 4 piece ensembles. We have harp players. We have, once in a while, we have a barbershop quartet or a fife and drum corps, that kind of thing.
You mentioned you spend a lot of time in ports. So are there any onboard activities?
There's a lot, both on board the ship when it's underway and in port, of course. We schedule all kinds of shore excursions to various attractions and so on. Some people choose to stay on board and not do all of the tours, but either way is fine with us. So we have activities on board for the folks who choose to stay on board, but most people go on the tours.
Certainly, your chef and your cuisine is amazing, but can you tell us a little bit about the food?
Well, the food takes a lot of effort. We put a lot of effort and a lot of time and money into it. Our chefs are mostly graduates of the Culinary Institute of America or other well-known culinary institutes. We have on board, we have five chefs in the galley, and they prepare meals for most all of the passengers eat on board. It's fairly rare that they go ashore for dinner. The food's really, really is superb on board the boat. The menus are great, the selection is great, and a lot of effort goes into the preparation of the meals.
Are the excursions included in the price of the cruise?
It depends on the itinerary. Some of them are in Alaska. They're all included on the other itinerary. Some are included, and then there's some that are not.
Well, very nice to talk to you. CEO of American Cruise Lines, Mr. Charles Robertson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us.
Okay, well, thank you.
If you want to enjoy all the unedited interviews of Cruise Radio, then sign up for Cruise Radio premium content at cruiseradio.net. Hear all the interviews that don't make it to the show, behind the scenes, off-the-cuff talk with crew and officers, on-demand interviews, and more at Cruise Radio premium content. Sign up today at cruiseradio.net. Just click the premium content icon.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
Summer, of course, is a big time to travel or cruise, and many drive to their cruise ports. So we offer 9 thrifty travel tips to save some money on your next vacation. With us is consumer savings expert. She's worked with the Today Show and NBC and ABC News. She is Andrea Warrock. Welcome to Cruise Radio, and I hope I said your name correctly.
Yes, thanks for having me on.
Let's jump right into them there. Number one, discover off-peak destinations. Please elaborate.
Obviously, summer is a very busy travel season, and so you can expect regular peak prices. But if you travel during the week, you might be able to get cheaper airfare, cheaper hotels, cheaper tickets to museums or special attractions or theme parks. But also consider destinations that may be experiencing their off-season. So, for example, there are some Caribbean islands that are more heavily visited during the winter months because they're hotter in the summer, but still an amazing place to visit, and you may be able to get cheaper rates.
Number two, shop at auctions.
Right, and so a lot of people don't know that you can actually buy a vacation on an auction bidding type site. So there's a website called luxurylink.com, which helps you find accommodations, spa, meal vouchers, all different types of things that go into your vacation, and you bid on them. So it could be an all-inclusive vacation package, a luxury destination, and it works like eBay, where you place your bids, and then when the auction ends, you become the winner, and you get it for a great discount, sometimes up to 60% off.
And if you're with a group, you say here, number three, go back to campus.
A lot of people don't know that you could stay at college campuses. They rent out dorm rooms over the summer when they're empty.
Huh.
So look at the college. If you're going to a destination, research the different universities that are in that area. Give them a call or log onto their website and see what types of opportunities they have. And they're usually pretty cheap. And it's a great option for a large group traveling for an extended period of time.
This next one seems like it might be kind of obvious, but please explain. Number four, use discount gift cards.
So there are people, when people receive gift cards as gifts, many times you might get a gift card for a store or maybe a travel company that you don't necessarily want, and then you could sell it online for a lower fee for return for cash. And now these companies then resell them to people for a discount. And you can go to a website like giftcardgranny.com to find discounted gift cards on a variety of travel needs, whether it's hotel like Marriott hotels or airfare, maybe it's American Airlines, as well car rentals or restaurants. Consider where you're traveling to a destination, look for discount gift cards for restaurants in that area, or maybe movie tickets if you plan to go to the movies, and take that with you before you head out.
This next one obviously makes a lot of sense. Make your own food.
Right. And I mean, there's nothing like trying new restaurants when you're traveling. But if you're going for a week and you are on a budget, there are places where you might have to cut back. Now, go out to a couple of nice restaurants, but try to make your own food during the day. Pack lunch for days out on the city, or rent out a hotel that is a mini kitchenette and go to the local farmer's market and cook with your family in the hotel and enjoy a movie. It's still relaxing. You still get that family time, but you're safe. Saving a bundle, so take that into consideration.
Yeah, and even if you're not staying at that hotel, just feel free to crash their free breakfast buffet anyway.
Don't tell them we told them that tip, but why not?
Wink, wink. Number six, enjoy membership perks.
Yeah, think about it. Are you a AAA member? Do you have credit card perks? Before you head out on a trip, look at what your credit card offers. Many times they offer insurance, whether it's on your airfare for airfare air cancellations. Maybe it's luggage insurance or car rental insurance, because you don't want to double up. And you want to know how that credit card is going to protect you, what kind of coverage it offers, and it could end up saving you a lot of money. And then also, you might be able to redeem those credit card points that you've built up over the past year to save on a car rental or for a restaurant or to get a gift card for your trip. So take that all into consideration when you're booking your trip.
This next one, number seven, sounds like there might be a lot of extra work involved. giving back to get away.
Well, if you go to a website like volunteerguide.org, you can find lots of opportunities to travel the world in these give back type of getaways, and they're so popular. People really want to help out while they travel, and they offer really great rates. They build your entire package for you and include the accommodation, the food, the meals, and then you also get to participate in lots of different activities and really interact with those cultures, with the people, and learn how they live their life. And it's a really unique way to see the world. So it might be something for you.
Very good. And number eight here, find secret savings.
So the internet offers so many ways for us to save on travel. We all know those popular Travelocity, Expedia, Orbitz discount sites where you can really compare prices to find the best rates. And they offer lots of different perks. Travelocity has a program called Top Secret Hotel. So you give them the information of where you're traveling to, let's say the city name, the star rating of the hotel that you anticipate booking, and the price range that you can book. And then they'll present a bunch of hotels that meet that criteria but are at a big discount. However, you just don't know the specific hotel. And then you can select, like if it's a four-star, and you can look at the consumer reviews for that hotel. And then you book it, and after you book it, they reveal the hotel name. But you can find luxury hotels at half off the cost. And so it's a really smart way to book a exceptional hotel at a low fee.
All right. And lastly, like a woman is with shoes, I am with apps. I am an app whore. And you have here listed travel with apps.
Yeah, you don't want to leave home. If you have a smartphone, you're in luck, because they say there's an app for everything these days, and there truly is. It's really incredible, but there are so many apps that are designed to save you money and designed to save you money on travel specifically. So one app that I absolutely love, it's for anyone who's hopping on a road trip, get a weekend getaway, Gas Buddy, and there's also Cheap Gas. These apps help you find the cheapest gas based on your location. So it uses a GPS to find where you are and then list the gas stations per price around your area so you know where it's the cheapest to fill up. Then there's another app called Meal Ticket, which helps you track down coupons and reviews for nearby restaurants. Groupon has an app, and they actually just partnered up with Expedia to help you find the best deals for travel. And so check out the App Store on iTunes to find out what other kind of apps they have to really make your travel experience memorable, but as inexpensive as possible.
All very, very sound advice. Consumer savings expert Andrea Warrock, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me on.
And that was good advice. Good advice. Good advice costs nothing, and it's worth the price. I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Cruise Radio listener Christine Lacombe from Montreal recently sailed aboard Holland America's Mazdam, which was in dry dock not too long ago and made some changes. Christine, welcome to Cruise Radio. First of all, tell us what you liked about the Mazdam's facelift, if you will.
I love the new area, which is called Mix. They've got a martini bar and a champagne bar and a beer thing happening.
Right. Love the beer thing.
And it was really slick. I thought that was lovely. Spent a lot of time at the martini bar, I must say.
You're there now, aren't you, Christine? Very good. Well, how would you describe the overall look of the ship?
Clean. Modern.
Yeah.
Comfortable, but upscale.
Right.
I guess it would be my interpretation of the public areas.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the rooms.
All right. We had booked an interior stateroom. I thought we would economize on that. Then we were offered an upgrade by Holland America before we sailed at a fraction of the cost of the normal outside cabin. And so we took advantage of that. Mind you, it was on deck 6, so it was the promenade deck.
Oh.
So you do have your walkers and joggers and stuff going by your window.
Huh.
And so you probably end up with curtains pulled anyway.
Unless you're an exhibitionist, which...
Which I'm not.
That's a shame.
You know, but I mean, there was plenty of room for 2 nights of formal wear, kind of a tiny bathtub, but there was a bathtub, which we would not have gotten had we taken the interior room. We would have just had the shower.
Right.
Next time I go, I would go, I think, the Lanai stateroom, just because it seems kind of cool to be able to open the doors of your stateroom onto the deck.
29 new Lanai staterooms were added, and 16 staterooms across veranda suite, outside, and inside categories were converted into spa staterooms. But
really? Okay.
How about the food?
Before I left, because I have been on Volendam and knew that the Pinnacle Grill was really par excellence, we chose to pre-book 3 nights in the Pinnacle Grill. And I think that, you know, for your listeners, anybody that really enjoys fine dining, it's well worth the small supplement that Holland America charge to eat in the Pinnacle Grill. And so we were there, you know, 3 nights out of the 7. I wanted to experience the last night in the dining room when the servers and whatnot put on a show and, you know, that kind of thing. That's fun.
All right. Very good. Christine Lacombe of Montreal, thanks for talking to us about the Mazdam. And next time you cruise, feel free to email comments@cruiseradio.net. Each week, we like to try and save you some cash, courtesy of CruiseOne.com. Some crazy carnival deals right now. Listen to these numbers. Starting on the West Coast, out of Seattle, from $88 a day. Long Beach, from $52 a day. Or sail out of San Diego, from $62 a day.
Want to cruise out of Galveston? Oh, Galveston.
Yeah.
$59 a day there. New Orleans, $44 a day. Mobile, $48 a day.
Moving up north, out of New York, from $63 a day. Baltimore, from $57 a day. Norfolk, from $88 a day.
Jump on Carnival Fantasy, from $49 a day. Carnival Fascination, from $40 a day. In Jacksonville, or in Port Canaveral, Carnival Sensation, for $38 a day.
Sail out of Tampa, from $48 a day. Port Everglades, from $52 a day. Or Miami, from just $43 a day. Take advantage of these awesome deals from Carnival right now. Just go to cruiseradio.net and click on the Cruise One logo. All right, that's going to do it for us. Coming up next week, we'll talk to the hotel director and Camp Carnival youth director aboard the Carnival Destiny.
And as always, we're on the Stitcher Radio Network. Find out more on our website. Also, I put some new videos on our Facebook page, a behind-the-scenes tour of the Oasis of the Seas. Also, updated videos for Carnival Cruise Line's new smoking policy.
From the Cruise Radio Studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts talk show was a production of Cruise Radio.